We're going to talk about probiotics today, and I've seen lots of ads on TVs. I guess people would be most familiar with Yakult and the Shirota strain and all those sort of things, but do we actually, and the ads tell us, of course, that we need to have probiotics, but do we need them? Do we really need them?
Well, I guess the term biotic actually means something related to living organisms, and most people would be familiar with antibiotics, which are things that actually kill living organisms, being bacteria that are doing us harm, but probiotic actually means to promote life or for life, and this still refers to bacteria, but in this time it's actually good bacteria. And I guess probiotics are living microorganisms that when we ingest them, they actually improve the environment within our digestive system to benefit the health of the person who's actually consuming them. And once they're in our intestines, they become they help to balance out our system and support our immune system as well. So they are of value to us. I guess whether or not you need them as much as the people are saying is the question that we're probably going to look at today.
You mentioned good bacteria, and that's, I've seen this on the ad on TV where they have the little blue biotics jumping up and down on the seesaw and balancing out. So what are good ones and what are bad ones?
Well, yeah, I guess that is the hot try and get the message of the whole balancing act, which is, I guess, you know, the aim behind probiotics and good bacteria. The good ones is mainly two groups which are good for our digestive system. One is lactobacillus, which is sometimes known as acidophilus.
Yeah, I've heard of that one, yep.
Yeah, and there's another one called bifidobacterium, which is a similar strain, and the two together quite often are used to actually promote the optimum environment in our digestive system. I guess most of the probiotics are made up of one or both of these two, and different strains have different benefits in different ways. Like, some are good for boosting the immune system, there's others for good for treating if you have diarrhea and stuff like that. So there's a few different ones.
Okay, so we've mentioned what good bacteria are, but what actually makes them good?
Well, I guess while we all feel clean and healthy, we're all actually, our bodies are writhing with a whole heap of different bacteria within our systems, and we actually need these to thrive and survive ourselves. This is called our normal flora, and it's because it's constantly within us, and you just don't see it, obviously, because they're microscopic in size. The good bacteria are important for our digestive system because they help to break down food. They assist with the absorption of nutrients and from our food as well, and they guard us against infestation of bad or harmful bacteria and pathogens. So they help to keep us healthy and give our immune system a bit of a kick along.
So why do we need to take them as supplements? Isn't our diet got enough of that sort of stuff in us?
Well, in some cases it is. We do receive quite a bit of probiotics from dairy foods like milk and yogurt, but sometimes it's not enough to be sufficient for the needs of our body. And I guess probiotics also have a natural lifespan of their own, so they need to be replenished on a regular basis because they die off after a certain period. And if people have poor diet or they have illness or take other medications, and especially the antibiotics that I mentioned before, then your normal flora becomes compromised, and that means that you need to find ways of replenishing it or getting it back up to the point where it's functioning at its optimum level. And probiotics are a bit like sending your digestive system to a health spa, because they actually create the perfect environment for your normal flora to recover quickly and start to thrive again.
So can't we just eat lots of yogurt?
Well, that would be one way, but you would actually need to eat lots and lots of natural yogurt to get the same amount of probiotics as the supplements can get us. And it's quite fine if you're good and healthy and doing well, but if you are compromised in some way or there's something else that's restricting the growth of your normal flora, then the probiotics are a better option to actually make sure that that's replenished properly.
Once again, with the name good bacteria, the assumption there would be also that if you don't have enough, things could go bad.
Well, that's right. Without the normal flora, your body just doesn't function as well as it normally does. Your digestion is less efficient and not as effective. You're likely to put on weight. It can give you bad breath and flatulence as well. You become more sensitive to things that you're allergic to, and your allergies and your immune system is heightened. You can develop ulcers if your digestive system isn't digesting properly and isn't working properly. And thrush or candida is another thing that can happen if the normal bacteria and the normal flora isn't behaving the way it is. Well, so probiotics can generally help reverse most of these symptoms in a lot of people if they're taken in the correct doses.
So would it be something that you need to take all the time or just every now and again for a boost?
Well, certainly there are benefits for taking it all the time, and quite often, you know, you can't actually overdose, although it is possible to overdose, but generally if you're taking them on a regular basis, your body uses what it needs and doesn't you need the rest. So there are times when it's more important, though. So either during or after a course of antibiotics, it's probably more important to consider probiotics, and we usually recommend them to anyone who we give out antibiotics to. If you've had gastric upset or diarrhea, those sorts of things tend to strip the normal flora from your digestive system as well, so that's important. Women who are pregnant generally have an upset to their normal balance of bacteria as well, so probiotics are good for them. If you're breastfeeding, there's probiotics are really good. There's actually a special one which has been shown to reduce the likelihood of allergies in your child if you take a particular probiotic, so that's good, and it helps to reduce things like eczema in little kids and also adults. There's one other one as well that we recommend for people who are travelling. It's actually called travel bug, which is a little bit sort of...
It doesn't sound like a good thing, does it?
But it actually treats a travel bug, and if you're travelling somewhere like into Asia, it can stop you from actually getting the symptoms of getting sick, and if you do get sick, you can just increase the dose and it actually clears up the symptoms.
You're talking
quickly.
About the barley belly, are you?
Well, yeah, barley belly is certainly one of them, but it's not just confined to barley. It's a lot of different Asian-type cultures where the food is quite different to what we're used to eating here. There's a probiotic called Saccharomyces boulardii, which is really good for treating those symptoms. And you can take it with you, and as I said, take it as a preventative thing, or if you do get caught, you can actually take it and increase it. So that's a specific one that works quite well.
What was that one called again?
It's called Saccharomyces boulardii.
That's easy for you to say.
It's a really long and uninteresting name, so you have to get your tongue around it.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say.
Well, that's why they call it travel bug, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. How quick do these things work? Is it almost straight away, or does it take weeks or days?
Well, it depends on the person and the situation that they're in. Often people will see benefits within a few days of starting to take the normal probiotics, but generally a few weeks is the best time frame when you start to get the benefits of the improved digestion and a lot of the symptoms actually going. However, in the case of the travel bug, what I mentioned, that can work within the space of 12 to 24 hours, and we've certainly had people who've had bad bouts of diarrhea who started to take that and in the symptom treating dose and found the results have come quite quick. So it does depend a little bit on the situation that you have, but it is actually better to take them preventatively rather than trying to treat something after your normal flora has already been compromised.
So what are the key points we need to know about probiotics again, Colin?
Well, usually the dose, especially with the normal probiotics, is just a once a day thing. So it's very easy to do either in the morning or the evening. It's part of your routine, so you can do that either for a burst of maybe a couple of months at a time, or as I said, some people do take them constantly. It is hard to overdose, so you don't have to worry about necessarily taking too many, although there can be some side effects if you overdo it too much. But if you keep within the regular doses, usually there's no problem, so there's no real danger of them. There's a low incidence of side effects and drug interactions, although I will mention one: if you're taking them with antibiotics, the probiotics should be taken 2 hours away from when you have the dose of the antibiotic.
Yeah, otherwise the net result is nothing, isn't it?
Exactly. They cancel each other out, and neither of them are going to work, so you need to do that. And I guess some of them need to be refrigerated as well, which is better for... The ones that are refrigerated tend to be more specific and also more dose accurate, if that makes sense, in that the doses that are in each capsule or whatever tend to be more specific and better researched.
Yep.
So they're good ones to take.
And they'd have them labelled whether you need to store them in the fridge or not.
Exactly, yes. Yep. If you're buying them, they'll be refrigerated when you buy them, and most pharmacies have a refrigerator that they keep the probiotics in.
Okay, well, it's very handy to know. Thanks for all the advice on that, Colin.
Oh, and if I can just throw in a little reminder, Martin, from last week we talked about our safe birthing kit, and we had an excellent response to our promotion.
Still got room for me on Thursday, have you?
Absolutely, good. Yes. I was just going to say we still had a couple of spots later in the morning, so if anyone would like to come in and help us pack a few kits, it's a great way to make a contribution. It's very simple to do. You sit down at the table and just need to pack the kits of the things we talked about last week. It's a great cause, and we look forward to sending those 400 kits off that we're going to pack on Thursday off to Africa to help some mums over there.
No worries. I'll catch you on Thursday then. And also next week is the 100th episode of Health Matters. Now, I'm glad one of us has been keeping count.
yeah, I've got a list here. So we'll go back over a few of the different topics we've talked about over the last 100 episodes and just pull out a few of those and maybe a couple of updates and just some highlights and things that we've talked about in the past.
All right. Will there be any cake?
Well, we'll see what we can do. It's a bit hard to eat cake on radio, though.
Good news, Colin. Thanks for your time, as always, today. I'll see you on Thursday afternoon, morning, I should say. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good, Martin. See you then.